Well, John, there's a diversion, obviously, from the league this week with the Checker Trade Trophy, but you've had a couple of really good results. What do you think's changed in the last couple of matches?
I think probably not the last couple. I think at Shrewsbury, we played a real strong Shrewsbury team to top this group in the Checker Trade, and I thought we performance levels were good in that. And then we carried that Gillingham. Performance levels were good. We created a lot of opportunities. Difference at Fleet was we took them. And it's all about goals, isn't it? But the performance levels have been really good. Wimbledon, we went there, difficult tie. They're in a position where really they can't afford to lose, but we win the game 2-1. We took a 2-0 lead, dug in when was needed to, when they went quite direct and threw bodies forward and got a really good away, strong away performance. And we're looking to take that into the weekend. And it's performance we talk about, but it's also nice to get the results off the back of that, Rob. So confidence is high. Lads are chomping at the bit. Really good training week. And hopefully we'll get the same today and we'll pick a team tomorrow for Bury.
And Erhan Osttuma seems to be having his own personal goal of the season competition again, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, great strike, but we emphasised it and showed it in the analysis on the Monday. What we did before that was really pleasing. We pressed them, forced the mistake off the keeper. Erhan then anticipates to get in front of his opponent to then get the opportunity to score the goal. I think that's what we worked on. It was the hard work we did before that, which ended up in the opportunity to get that goal. So team goal, we'll call that one.
And it's the Checker Trade, an opportunity, obviously, further down the line to get to Wembley. So you'll be clearly taking this game seriously against Bury.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's on a Saturday, 12:30 kickoff, I think myself and Chris will both treat this as a first-team game. And to get a chance to get into the last 16, suddenly Wembley's in sight now. It's not that many games. So, of course, we'll both be trying to win the game. And it's like every game we play, but it doesn't matter really what we're playing, whether it's league or Checker Trade. We want to try and just keep performing now and enjoy playing football. And this young group of players in training and in matches are enjoying the football at the moment, so that's important for us.
I know it's a way off, but you were obviously involved three seasons ago when the club got to Wembley. That was a fabulous day, and I know you'd love to be part of something like that again, wouldn't you?
I would be, and it is a realistic opportunity. And it's within touching distance. And I remember it 3 years ago. The momentum and the interest starts to real gather steam as we get through the rounds. And if we can overcome Bury this weekend, then suddenly last 16 mean that's when people really start to get interested. And suddenly the fan base goes up. You get bigger crowds. But we have to make sure we turn up and apply ourselves right at the weekend, because it's not going to be a given.
But Bury have had a struggling season so far, haven't they? So that's again an opportunity for you to make the most of that situation.
Yeah, it is. But they've looked strong with Chris. He's in his first role. He's done it well at his past clubs as an assistant, and he knows how to win games. He was a really rugged and disciplined centre half, and I'm sure he's trying to get those elements into his squad. And looking at his press releases, he wants him to go out and impress him to try and force their way into his team moving forward. So. When you've got players who are really keen to impress, I think he'll be quite solid as well. He wants to build on clean sheets, so they'll be difficult to break down. They'll always have threats with the players that they've got, but we've got to make sure we concentrate on ourselves and try and just not let him get a run going this weekend.
And psychologically, players can sort of lift themselves, can't they, when a new manager comes in? It seems almost, you know, human nature, almost subconscious in a way.
Yeah, it doesn't. We've just spoke about it before with Everton last night, just with Big Sam staring down at them, lifts Rooney into a hat trick. And this is how very fine lines it is with footballers. And let's face it is a mind game. And if we can get players who are switched on and believe in a cause, then you're more likely to get a performance from that. And we've had that many times this season. I think there's only two games when we're sitting down where we've not really been in the game, and that's probably Rotherham and Wigan. Every other game, we've been there or about within a chance of getting a result. And that's been the real important factor, that we try and get the players motivated, not just for the fact that it's a Checker Trade, the fact that it's another game of football, and they've got to enjoy just playing together as a group.
You say it's a mind game. You're winning that mind game at the moment and learning more and more each day, I suppose.
Yeah, we are. I'm there as the man in charge, as they say, to absorb the pressure from my young players. And this is why I took this role. I want to absorb that pressure, because through life I've always had adversity. I've always come under pressure. I've not been the best looking, but I make the best of what I've got. But for me, it's always a positive, and I do listen to everything, Rob. Listen, I don't lock myself away, but I also put things into perspective with my young players, and I'll take the criticism for them, and let them enjoy playing now. And I think they've grown up a lot in the last couple of months, and as a group they're showing some real guile and resilience to start playing how we want them to play.
Because it's not easy trying to, you know, mature as a player, is it? Become a young man and then turn into a, you know, like a proper player, as it were, and you're having to mould and guide these players along.
We are, and that's the club's philosophy. We want to nurture them. We want to be constructive with them, but we do it in the right environment. It's always constructive, not destructive criticism. And we've kept the same messages right from day one since I've been, for the last probably 6 years. And I look back over my 14, 15 years, Rob, and we've had certain players who wouldn't even touch this team. Ability-wise, yes, but their attitude would not get into this environment. And we're keeping that, and we're going to keep moving forward, because we've said potential takes time, patience. To achieve anything worthwhile, you have to go through rocky patches, and you have to be kicked in the teeth sometimes, but you've just got to get yourself back up and just keep believing in what we do and trust the people within this group, within the club. We do that as a group, and hopefully we can carry on getting performances and wins.
Will kicking off a couple of hours earlier make much difference to the preparation or not?
No, Monday we started training at 12:30. Today, if you notice, we started late, so we're trying to get into the body clock and start at 12:30 again today, so they can practice their pre-match routine ready for Saturday. So through the week, we've worked on, from a sports science side, trying to prepare themselves for getting ready for 12:30 instead of training at 10:30. So we started training at 12:30 each day this week, so get them used to when they have the breakfast, the pre-match. So we've worked on that.
And playing, what, you know, injury-wise, how is everybody this weekend?
Joel's still under the care of Rev, Joe Edwards. We've got Callum, who's got the all clear now, but he'll be a month away from getting his match fitness back up. James Wilson's back with us today. Flo played, and he's back with me today. So almost, apart from Joe, who's touch and go, a fully fit group.
That's a bit of a shame, because obviously he was your most consistent performer, or one of them, wasn't he, before he got injured, Jeff?
He was, but that's probably least to it. He's played a lot of minutes in different positions. He's always one of our highest loaders as well, based on the stats. And it's only a small niggle, but we need him to be right, really, to risk him, especially with the hamstrings. So we'll make sure he's chomping 100% before we risk him.